Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. We're following breaking developments out of South Texas this morning, where an ICE agent accused in a Minnesota shooting has now been released from jail. Our Andrew Schneider is live in studio with us this morning on the latest. Andrew?
Shelby, Cameron County released ICE agent Christian Castro from jail earlier this morning, according to multiple sources. Castro was held for 90 days on charges related to the January shooting of a Venezuelan immigrant in Minneapolis. Minnesota has requested his extradition, but Governor Abbott has yet to sign the warrant. 90 days is the maximum length of time a person can be held in custody while waiting an extradition request to another state. And Shelby, Minnesota had asked a judge to keep Castro in jail longer as a potential flight risk, but the judge yesterday declined that request.
Andrew Schneider, thank you. A watchdog group reports more than 100,000 students remain on the wait list for the student voucher program. The program run by the comptroller's office allows families to use taxpayer dollars toward private education tuition and homeschool costs. News 88.7's Bianca Seward reports.
Voucher program leaders have said the waitlist will be a major factor for legislators next session when considering if they should expand the billion-dollar program. Roughly 274,000 students applied, more than double the program's current capacity. Republican lawmakers in favor of the voucher program said it would allow lower-income families currently enrolled in public schools an opportunity to attend private schools. But according to data obtained by the Texas Center for Voucher Transparency, an independent organization tracking the voucher program, 80% of waitlist applicants were not previously enrolled in public schools. The Houston area leads the state in voucher applications. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
The Port of Houston says it could contribute nearly $1 trillion to the U.S. economy. But what does that mean locally?
There's roughly 1.8 million jobs throughout Texas based on the activity that occurs here along the Houston Ship Channel.
That's Margaret Kidd, Chair for Logistics and Supply Chain Management at San Jacinto College. Kidd says the port's economic growth is attracting more businesses and industries to Texas. A 14-year-old Willis High School student was arrested after authorities say a loaded firearm was found in her backpack during a routine bathroom check by a school administrator. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says that there were no threats made and no one was injured. Police arrested one man and are searching for another after authorities say they crashed into a Conroe ISD school bus and ran from the scene. The district says the crash happened in the Glen Eagle subdivision. 16 students were on board. Two suffered minor injuries. Investigators say one suspect was carrying a firearm. That weapon has been recovered and the search continues for a second suspect. Governor Abbott has ordered all state flags to be lowered at half staff for the next 7 days to honor country singer Dolly Parton. She died Tuesday after a brief battle with cancer. And in sports, the Astros lose to the Yankees yesterday. Final score 9-3. They play New York in the final game of this series tonight. They